And I get it. Mm-hmm. I get it. And it's okay if you can't sense God's presence. He will send it to you in the flesh.
Mm-hmm. I'm Susan Goss, and as a seasoned therapist of more than 15 years, I'm honored to have had the opportunity to gain so much wisdom from so many people and love passing that knowledge on to others. So join me and some of my favorite friends as we share some tangible truths with you.
Hey guys, welcome back to Tangible Truth Podcast. And we have Angie Elrod back with us. Hey, Angie.
Hey, Susan. I'm so glad to be here.
Glad you're back. And so we're going to start this episode. And if you didn't hear, by the way, last episode, go back and hear episode one on Purpose in the Ordinary. It was really good. Angie, thank you. This episode is going to be loving others with the love of Jesus.
I'm so excited to talk about that.
Isn't that good? Loving others with the love of Jesus. And so, Angie, one of the things we want to talk about is being present.
Yes.
With friends, with family, especially during times, tough times, actually, and what that looks like, loving others with the love of Jesus. So I'm going to let you take it from here.
Okay.
Because you've got some examples of that.
Well, I went through a period of time with a lot of loss and grief back to back.
Yes.
And I went through a separation and divorce while my mom was proceeding in all the different stages of Alzheimer's. Mm-hmm. And I was trying to care for her. And then shortly after my divorce was final, I was married for 37 years. Mm-hmm. Then my father passed away like 6 months later. And then 3 weeks and 3 days later, my mother passed away. Mm-hmm. And those were extremely difficult times that I had a hard time finding God's love for me. I had a hard time with my confidence and my faith in God's love for me, because every one of these primary relationships were just suddenly gone and pulled out from under me. Mm-hmm. And so that's given me so much insight as to what it's like to be in those places and to know how meaningful it is when you're so lost in your pain and your grief that you don't know which way is up. Mm-hmm. You don't know if you can even trust God anymore. Mm-hmm. And then someone comes to you physically, just with their presence, and it's everything. And loving others, that like we talked about in our last episode, that's exactly the way that Jesus cared for me. Mm-hmm. I could not hear from heaven. I prayed. I cried out to God. I felt abandoned for many reasons, and I was so honest with God about it. Mm-hmm. But the way he cared for me was that he came to me through people that I could see and feel and touch and hear, because that is where I was. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I could only receive what was right in front of me. Mm-hmm. And so he came to me, he cared for me, I see now, and loved me during times of desperation as well as great grief, through family, friends, and people in my church. Mm-hmm. It was everything. Mm-hmm. It was everything.
It was literally him loving you through his people.
That's right. And I could not, with that level of grief, which we don't compare our grief or anything, but I can speak about my experience. Mm-hmm. I was desperate and afraid, alone. I felt abandoned. I never felt hopeless ever. Mm-hmm. And I know that's because of him in my heart. I know that now.
Mm-hmm.
But I did feel so lost and was so fearful of what have I done to, how could this happen to me?
Mm-hmm.
And so many things like that. But again, the family, the friends, the people who were all Jesus people who showed up in my life, they made all the difference. It was everything to me.
Mm-hmm. Because you felt love, heard, cared for.
And valued.
Valued. And I remember it was almost like your equilibrium.
Yes.
You know, it was just like this. It was like you were emotionally, spiritually, physically.
Yes.
Mentally, your equilibrium was just completely off.
Yes.
I mean,
it was like a nightmare for a while.
A living nightmare.
It was.
It really was. Angie,
I'm so thankful
mm-hmm.
that I can now look back on it and see him in this
mm-hmm.
because I wasn't sure.
I know.
You know, I didn't know
mm-hmm.
if I counted enough even
mm-hmm.
for God.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we believe when our relationships here on earth show us that
mm-hmm.
when we're not chosen,
mm-hmm.
when we're rejected,
mm-hmm.
and when we're told that we are not enough and mm-hmm. we are shown that we are less than, and it's just, we start believing it.
Mm-hmm.
We start believing it, but God did not leave me there at mm-mm. all.
No.
He did not. And I did not know what to do with divorce. We've talked about this before.
Mm-hmm.
My friends weren't divorced.
Mm-hmm.
My parents, my sisters, this was not in my vocabulary.
Mm-hmm.
I did not know how to communicate about it. I did not know how to, I just couldn't even, it was a foreign language to me is the mm-hmm. best way I know to put it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was unacceptable to mm-hmm. me. But there came a point that it was my path.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to accept that that was my path.
Mm-hmm.
And you asked me one time, Susan, about my family coming once I told them my secret. I kept it a secret
mm-hmm.
that I was separated from mm-hmm. my husband for weeks from my sisters who dearly loved me.
Mm-hmm.
You knew, and you were such a support for me. And I had a friend at my local church who also I would hide in the bedroom, you know, in the guest bedroom and talk to y'all on the phone just to get through that day
mm-hmm.
or
mm-hmm.
that hour.
Mm-hmm.
But my daughter stepped in because Jesus
mm-hmm.
worked through her. And
yeah.
she called my sister, and this is not her personality at all,
mm-hmm.
but she called my sister and said, my mom needs you.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, this is what has happened, and we're in an apartment.
Mm-hmm.
I had actually moved into an apartment, and my own sisters did not know this, and my parents. And my sister and her husband said, we're coming. She got him out of his hay field. He was baling hay on their farm, and they got in the car, and they were in my apartment in 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
While they were on the way, they called my other sister. She went and got her husband out of the classroom where he was teaching.
Mm-hmm.
They got in the car and came to my apartment. And within 2.5 hours, people that knew me and loved me and cared about me were just there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're big talkers, as you know, but nobody was asking me questions.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody wanted to know nitty-gritty details. They were there.
Mm-hmm.
They were beside me.
Mm-hmm.
And you said to me, Susan, when I first told you this part of my story, you said, what did that do for you? And God revealed to me in that moment that it just released me from the shame
mm-hmm.
that I did not even know I had. I
mm-hmm.
was so ashamed
mm-hmm.
of failing
mm-hmm.
in my marriage. I was so ashamed of failing my family.
Mm-hmm.
And it just 100% released it because they were there and they did not care.
They were there to love you.
Yes.
100%.
With the love of Jesus. Mm-hmm. And I have to read this verse right now. Mm-hmm. You've not gotten a word in edgewise.
I'm so glad because we're here to listen.
Well, this is just such a meaningful
it
thing
is.
For me.
It
and
is.
In
and
Psalm,
for many, many listeners, Angie.
Oh, I just pray because I understand. I get it. Mm-hmm. I get it. And it's okay if you can't sense God's presence. He will send it to you in the flesh.
Mm-hmm. He will.
So Psalm 34, 4 and 5. I sought the Lord and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
Praise God for that.
Praise God. That's a promise.
It is a promise, and he delivers. Nothing that he promises is like a contract. Everything he promises is a gift, and we don't have to perform. Mm-hmm. He comes to us where we are. And I'm while I'm on this difficult subject of grief, I'm going to say that within a five-year period, I not only lost my parents, but I also lost my younger brother-in-law and my youngest sister, my baby sister, Tammy, who they did sit in that living room that day and supported me. And they are gone, too.
I know.
And it was shocking. So these things just mean so much to me to have seen God rescue me through people that just came and sat by me, even strangers that he brought into my life that unmistakably were there to hold me up and to let me know there is no explanation for this other than God sees you. Mm-hmm. He hears you. He feels your pain. He remembers your grief. And that's a promise too. He remembers us. He remembers his promises. He remembers our pain. And he always, always shows up. Even if it has to be physically through other people. I mean, it's not always. That was just so... I could not communicate. My equilibrium was so off.
It was.
Like you said, I couldn't think. I couldn't eat. I couldn't. So I'm just so grateful for the people who were willing to love me that way.
Absolutely. Angie, what a beautiful, beautiful word for so many. And first of all, I want to say how sorry I am. I feel like during that time in Scripture, it says, just a word to the listeners, during that time, it says in Scripture to weep with those who weep.
Yes.
And rejoice with those who rejoice.
Yes.
And I feel like that's exactly what we did.
Yes, absolutely.
We cried and we cried. And we cried some more. There weren't enough tears.
No.
There just simply weren't enough tears. But the thing that we did the most was cry out to God, even when you didn't feel like it.
Right.
And that's the thing I think that's really key here. You don't have to feel like it.
No, ma'am.
And others will lift up for you on your behalf.
Yes.
Which so many, so many did. And now you're living testimony of God's restoration and restoring of your heart. Do you still grieve? Absolutely. It's more loss than you can even comprehend of your family, mother, father, brother-in-law, sister, all within a short period of time, and then the loss of a marriage and the betrayal of
That's
that.
Right.
again, over a period of time that is very, very close together.
Yes.
So one, you're hardly out of one before the next one happened. So a very complicated grief, and others have to hold you up and pray over you, and God sees you through the entire thing. So I'm so glad that you brought that up, the reminder of God seeing you when you don't feel Him.
Yes.
Can I say that again to the listeners? God always sees us when we might not feel Him.
Yes, yes.
I think that's key.
It is, and He does, and I want the listeners to know, regardless of how you feel, how alone you feel, how much of an outcast you feel like, He sees you.
Amen.
He is there. He sees you. He cares. He hears you cry out. And listen, I said everything to God that I could possibly say, words I cannot say on this podcast. And guess what? He didn't care. He knew they were in my heart and on my mind and in my thoughts. And He loved me enough to allow me to say, I don't even know if I believe you, God. I don't even know if I believe in you, God. I was so honest with Him because I just was certain that if something was His will and I prayed for it, you know, that it would come to fruition. But it wasn't dependent on me. It was dependent on God. And He is faithful when, I'm not going to say when I'm not faithful, but when I'm absolutely incapable of functioning.
Of taking the next breath. You know, that's how you feel.
That's it.
He'll do it for you. Angie, thank you so much for sharing this story. I appreciate it so much. So many listeners are going to be able to relate to this, of feelings that they have toward God. You know, another scripture that I've brought up numerous times is Psalm 139, where it says, God already knows what's on your tongue before you say it. You're talking about that verse without saying it, you know, that you told Him everything and He already knew it. So I really appreciate you bringing that up. And He does. You can't shock God. So I appreciate you just sharing and revealing your heart, talking about how powerful and meaningful it was for others to come alongside and love you as the arms and the feet, the hands, excuse me, and the feet of Jesus, being Jesus to you.
Yes.
And Him using them in your life, and how powerful, powerful, powerful that was, because you felt the love of Jesus through them. So I thank you again. And we are wrapping up this episode. Please stay tuned for the next episode, because we're going to talk about this subject again, loving others with the love of Jesus in very practical ways. Does that sound good to you?
Sounds great. Okay. I'm really excited about that.
Yes, we will be talking in very practical terms how we will be able to do that. So stay tuned. Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Tangible Truth Podcast, part of the KLRC Podcast Network.